Hey, this morning we want to talk about an event that's always popular. Coming up here in the next few days is the Atlantic Library's Friends of the Library book sale, helping to sponsor the book sale again this year to promote some goodwill, to promote recycling, moving those books back into the hands of people who will use them, and also to generate some funds to be able to do some good deeds here in the area. Greg Williams is in with us this morning from the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library to visit. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we just talked a couple weeks ago about the coming Shred Day that you held. Bring that shred truck in for folks to dispose of some of those papers and things that they have cluttering up the house. Right. And that happened, a couple weeks ago, and it sounded like you guys had a pretty good day.
We had a good day. We had 128 cars come through. I don't have a number on the food items collected, but 128 cars, if I remember correctly, is about 10 more than we had last year. So that's a car a minute, basically, a little bit over a car a minute. So we were very efficient in moving everybody through there for a two-hour event. It went really well, in spite of the fact that the weather was not very cooperative.
Well, it's good to have some of those strong, young scout backs to be able to help lift and move things and stuff. It's always appreciated their help.
That's right. The Boy Scouts were great. It went very efficient. Everybody seemed to be having a pretty good time. So very appreciative to the generous people of Atlantic for their donations to the food pantry. And the Friends of the Library are very happy to pay for the shred truck.
Yeah, and this is how we pay for it, essentially, right. Is through the book sales that happen during the course of the year. That generates some money to be able to do some projects and then to be able to bring that shred truck in once a year like that, too, because it does cost money. Those folks don't do it out of the goodness of their heart. It's a business.
Right.
But do you see a lot of people come back year after year to the event?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we have a lot of repeat customers, if you will. And, another great thing about it is not only do you have an efficient way to get rid of all your shredding materials, but the shredding materials, they go up to Carroll, they get put into a hopper, they get baled up, and they go to a paper plant in Wisconsin, and it gets used.
So it's recycled.
It's all recycled. So I always like to say the shred day is a win-win-win. Everybody wins on that.
You betcha. Well, very good. Well, and we keep getting the word out, although, gee whiz, I don't know how many more people you can accommodate if you're doing over a person a minute coming through there. That's a lot.
Well, and it's like any event. You have a few stragglers right there at the end. But, we would stay there as long as it takes to get people through.
Well, good problem to have if you have to extend it to 3 hours, I guess.
It is a good problem, and if we're there early and the truck's there a little bit early, we'll start a little bit early because people will line up, before 9 o'clock. So.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, it's always good to have success with these types of events. Yes. You put some effort into it. It's nice to see that people appreciate that.
And, yes.
And again, those donations to the Scouts toward the food pantry are also very much appreciated.
Right.
Well, moving on. What we wanted to talk about here today was the book sale, because that's coming up here April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Any changes to the book sale?
Not since the last time. The first thing I want to say is thank you to all the book donors. We can't have a sale without donated books. So once again, the generous people of Atlantic have come through, and we've got a very healthy amount of books, but we can always use more. The more books we have, the more we can sell.
Are the book donations pretty steady throughout the year?
We open it up on March 1st, and they start coming in pretty steady, and they seem to pick up a little bit before the book sale, which is fine. And we'll take donations right up until the book sale. So.
I'm guessing you get a lot of books from a lot of the same folks, regular readers?
We have a lot of regular readers, a lot of regular library patrons. But, our mission at the library is to promote literacy. And, we always talk about, we're all kind of addicted to our devices. And a good way to get away from that is to pick up a book and read it.
It might be a little better for your eyes, too.
Well, better for your eyes. It always feels good to have that material thing in your hands rather than scrolling up or down on a device.
Well, there's always something, it seems, a little more personal. No matter what type of genre you enjoy reading, that you enjoy consuming, when you're reading a book, it's kind of like two people there.
Right.
The person who wrote it and you.
Right.
They have their interpretation when they wrote it. You have your interpretation of what they've written. Right. So it kind of it's that connection. You kind of lose that sometimes when you're scrolling through things online.
Right, right. And, yeah. you know, the algorithms are all set up to feed you what you want. It's almost too easy, really.
Well, there's something. It's also calming. It feels like more of an escape
right.
when you do that. Right. I mean, we spend a lot of screen time during our days, whether it's at work or at home. Getting into a book is kind of an escape from all of that,
exactly.
too. So
exactly.
take advantage of that. So, but this is an opportunity to be able to dive in and shop around. And the earlier you get there, the more you get to shop around, right?
Right. Highly recommend coming on Wednesday, the first day, because that's when the selection's the best. Mm-hmm. And just have books of all kinds. Whatever you would like to read, we have it.
Yeah, This isn't a shoe store. You don't walk in and say, I like that pair there. Do you have it in this size? And
right.
they go to the back storeroom and bring it out. That's not how this works. What you see is what we have.
Right.
So, and all divided up into different genres, different categories?
Yep, we have hardback novels. We have paperbacks. We have coffee table books. We have cookbooks. We have books about every subject under the sun. So I'm sure you can find something there that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, inventory is dictated by the donations.
Right.
So that's what we have. But you get a lot of folks that will come out, and I assume because of the pricing, they're buying a lot.
There are. And you know, a hardback novel at our sale is $2. If you go to buy it in the store, it's $30 or more nowadays. So it's a great value.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for folks just to kind of spend some time and look through. Probably get folks that come there and they know exactly what they want and they go right toward it. And there are probably others that just, they browse a lot.
Oh, yeah. A lot of browsers. And you know, even if you are coming in to look for something specific, if you look around, you'll find all kinds of things that you might like to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there ever anyone that comes in and buys just one?
Oh, sure. There's people that come in and buy one, and there's people that buy boxes of books.
I bet. And then some of those books you see right back the next year again, which is kind of the point of this, is to recycle these books as well.
Exactly.
Get them in the hands of people who can use them. So the 22nd is a Wednesday, the
right.
23rd is a Thursday. Those are kind of just regular sale throughout the day?
Regular sale days, yep.
And then Friday is the special day.
It's a special day. It's a bag sale. All the books that you can put in a bag, a plastic grocery bag, is $5. So
pretty good deal.
Can't beat that either.
No, it's a pretty good deal depending upon how good you are at sacking the groceries.
Right, right.
If you can sack them well, you can make a really good bargain out of that. And it's whatever's left. Do you usually get rid of most of the books during the book sale?
Well, this spring sale, our sales are better than they are at the fall sale.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always some leftovers. And Sandy Cresselius is our outlet for the leftover books, and she is a part of a Facebook group that takes care of the little libraries you see around town and around the state and the country. Sometimes she takes books to Iowa City. There's just all kinds of outlets for her, and she does a wonderful job taking care of that for us.
Very good.
So
you do have a market for those.
We do have a market for those.
Very good. I didn't know if they held over till the next book sale or
no.
just kind of start from
no,
scratch.
Everything,
again.
Every time we have a book sale, they're either sold or given away to these little libraries, sometimes to the Goodwill stores in the area.
Sure. Someone's going to benefit.
Someone's going to benefit from it. Homeless right. shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless shelters love to get books.
Good. Well, good. Well, it's good to know that people are getting a chance to be able to use those. So, again, that's April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And now on Friday the 24th, again, that is the bag sale. What are the hours for the event?
9 to 6 regular library hours.
Okay, all 3 days.
All 3 days.
And yep. it's just at the library location.
It's just at the library location.
Okay, here in Atlantic.
Hopefully someday we can outgrow that location and make it all work somehow. But for right now, we're still at the library.
All right. And remember that all the money that is raised through this book sale goes right back into supporting the library. That's what the Friends do.
Correct.
So whether it's helping out with some projects there or
yes.
financing the Shred Day.
Shred Day, programming, Dolly Parton, Imagination Library. We used some of the funds last year to buy new drinking fountains upstairs. things like that.
Things that make it a little bit more right. pleasant to visit the
right.
library.
Exactly.
And that's the goal. Get you into the library.
Get you into the library.
I know there are a lot of ways to be able to utilize library services, and not all of them involve walking through the doors necessarily because they do so much outreach, but we'd love to see you there.
Right.
Excellent.
There's nothing like a real book.
That's right. And you make friends that way, too.
You make friends that way.
Yeah, you
for
bet.
For sure.
Greg, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate all your help.